This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History, brought to you by TurboTax Tips. If you've ever wondered about the facts, fiction, and best practices when it comes to taxes, TurboTax Tips can help. With expert tips in 5 minutes or less, it's quick and easy to learn how to maximize your tax refund. Just search TurboTax Tips wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's what happened on March 22nd. It was supposed to have been a major step forward for American women. On this day in 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment passed Congress. But before becoming the law of the land, the amendment, which would have prohibited discrimination on the basis of sex, still had a major hurdle to clear: ratification by 3/4 of U.S. states. Days later, Hawaii became the first state to ratify the ERA, and more than 30 other states followed suit. But the amendment failed to reach the mandated threshold of 38 states by the congressionally imposed deadline. Surprising fact: after more than 4 decades of inactivity, Nevada, Illinois, and Virginia have all passed the ERA in recent years. However, since these votes came after the deadline and several other states have since rescinded their approval, the ERA's future remains in limbo. Also on this day in history, in 1895, the Lumiere brothers staged a public showing of the world's first motion picture. And in 1933, President Roosevelt legalized the sale of beer and wine after nearly 15 years of prohibition. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.